And joining me all the way from Scotland is Linny Williamson, whose debut release Shadows I've been playing out on the show, and what a release it is. And it's wonderful to be able to talk to her. So very good afternoon, Linny.
Hello, my lovely. How are you doing?
Whereabouts in Scotland are you, Linny?
I am in a little place called Mount Florida, just outside of Glasgow.
I first met you actually from coming in to TikTok. I was waiting for your release to come out, and then you sent it to me, and I was like, oh my God, this is incredible. So I absolutely just fell in love with the song. When did you actually start singing?
I started singing pretty much as soon as I could talk, really. My mum and dad always said that I whistled as soon as I could make any kind of noises. Whistling was how I started. And I used to sing all the time. All the time. To the point where I think I annoyed mum and dad of opening the windows in my bedroom and singing my heart out to everybody on the street that could possibly hear me from a window. I loved it. Constantly getting told to turn my music down all the time because, yeah, my dad would be like, right, that's enough. So yeah, and then I started writing things down in notebooks just whenever they popped into my head. So I've got loads and loads of notebooks of literally everything that just pops in my head. It will just pop in, you know, like throughout the day. So I just write them down all the time. And my first song that I ever wrote was called Frustration. I was about 15, and it was about my brother getting locked in the toilet.
Yeah. And can you still remember some of the lyrics?
Yes, there's a very funny lyric that basically everyone remember. All my friends remember it, and it's life is so hard. They treat you like a bit of lard. So yeah, that is one of the lines.
I like that. Life is so hard. They treat you like a bit of lard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bless your brother. So you've grown up singing. When did you, have you been doing gigs, or have you mainly been doing writing?
Well, basically I started out doing a lot of like karaoke. That's where I kind of started going and doing karaoke and pubs and things. And then basically went and had two kids. And then once I got to COVID in 2020, I pretty much thought, why am I not doing something? Why am I not doing this and getting my songs out there? So why not try it now? Yeah, I'm 40, but why not? And yeah, COVID was the instigator of getting me going into trying to get things out. And through COVID, I met a lot of other artists and people that were willing to kind of collab with me and offer like free support. And Andy, that co-wrote this song with me, he was one of them. So yeah, he contacted me one day, and he works in synth a lot, and he was looking for like inspiration, so I gave him some inspiration, and then just kept in contact with him. So yeah, support's been amazing.
Do you ever feel that a song's been gifted to you from the universe because it's come through so quickly, it's almost like you didn't write it? Do you ever have that?
All the time. Literally wake up in the middle of the night and have to write things down. I could be watching something and something comes in my head, I've got to write it down. How my brain works is basically that I can make a film in my head of a scenario, and then I can create a song to go with that scenario that I've created in my head. So it's like I play out a film in my head. It's weird. But yeah, that's how I kind of work.
Yeah. Do you know what? Some people, I didn't realise this, whenever I read a book, and you're probably the same, I see a movie in my head, but there is a percentage of people that they don't have that at all. And I didn't realise, I thought everyone, if you visualise an apple, I can see an apple in my mind's eye now, a red apple. Yeah. But a lot of people can't
do
it.
Too.
And you get that too.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great because it just it's so vast. I can think up loads of things. My mum and dad normally say that my head's in the clouds, but I like to be up there. It's better.
Now, before we talk about the song, we're going to do a quick fire round. I'm going to ask you about is there an EP coming, an album coming, any gigs coming up? Because this is your debut release, so what's happening from this point on?
Pardon, sorry.
What's going to happen from this point on? Have you got an EP, an album?
Yeah. I'm hoping that I can work on an album. That's basically what I want to do going forward is try and work on an album and just keep going on with releasing as well. I'm going to get writing more songs and just continue. And the support's been great. Like loads of radio stations have been so supportive and people of Glasgow around have been so supportive. So just keep doing it.
And hopefully BBC introducing up in Scotland, showing interest, fingers crossed, you can get onto the BBC out there.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. They have listened to it, so fingers crossed.
Yeah, fingers crossed for definite. Right, quick fire round. Are you ready?
Yep.
Beer or wine?
Sorry, what did you say?
I said beer or wine.
Beer.
Night out with friends or night in with your partner?
Night in, I'll see.
I would say that because I saw him in the background. Curry or Chinese?
Chinese.
Writing happy songs or writing sad songs?
Sad songs.
Dancing on the beach or dancing in the rain?
Definitely the beach. All day.
And if you are at a gig, are you, no, I won't play one more song, or are you, I'll play you another tune?
I would, I'll play another song.
Right, let's talk about Shadows, which is your debut. And it's such a strong, beautiful song. When I heard it, I was literally blown away. I think it's absolutely tremendous, and fingers crossed it's going to be on the Phoenix FM chart for next week. But tell us about how this song came about and just about what the song's about in general.
Well, Shadows is basically about me finding my light in myself. I've had a lot of soul searching to do over the years, a lot of healing with things that have happened in my life and things like that. So it came from finding my light and using that light to help other people around me that have got stuff going on, and I like to be there for them, offer support. So it comes from that. That's what the song's about. It's basically me telling people about me, myself, and what I like to do. And that is offer support where I can, basically. And again, Andy helped me this track, so a big up Andy Durant for helping me this. He's such a kind guy, and he offers such great support as well. So,
And that is Linny Williamson. Now, if you want to go and find her, she's actually got her linked tree all set up. So if you just type in what do they need to look for?
Pardon, Michelle, sorry.
What do they need to look for to find you? Because you're on Spotify, you've got a linked tree with all your socials.
Spotify, I've got my linked tree. Bandcamp, I'm on Bandcamp, which is good for independent artists where you can buy straight away. Also on Apple, should be from the 15th of August, I'll be on Apple Music because the release date wasn't until the 15th, but it's up on Spotify already. So I think that's it. I'm getting nervous now for some reason at the end. What's that all about?
I don't know, because you've been very brave up until this point. You've been very brave. So it is under Linny Williamson. If you want to find out, all the details as well are on my Instagram,
yeah,
and on Facebook, etc. So you will be able to just click on there. But go and look on Spotify. And as Linny said, Bandcamp for independent musicians is brilliant, because if you like a song, you can buy it, and you can buy it from as little as £1, but it really does make a difference if you do buy your music from independent, because they don't earn anything. Even with thousands upon thousands of listens on Spotify or Apple, you don't earn anything from that. And it is not about earning money, but it's about earning a little bit so you can put it back into more recording, because that doesn't come for free. Neither does all the social media, all the time you have to put in, because as a musician now, you have to do everything, don't you, Linny, yourself?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm speaking very quickly. So thank you very much. Would you like to introduce your amazing song?
Okay, everyone, this is my song, Shadows. Hope you enjoy and have an awesome day.
Thanks, Lily. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Only the light can blind my eyes. Only the sun can shine on me. Only the moon can keep me whole. Only your love can set me free. When the darkness comes and when the fireflies run, I'll make the sun come back. I'll make you come from the shadows. And when your light turns dim, you will call my name. I come back to you. Can you feel the passion? Only the light can blind my eyes. Only the sun can shine on me. Only the moon can keep me whole. Only your love can set me